Okay, it's Sunday the 22nd of August 2010, and had a nice Sunday. Got up nice and late, about 10:15, which is good, so slept really well, and then just did odds and sods around the house today. I've given a good clear out to the spare room, made that look really nice, which is good, and also we've been doing the garden. So the garden was getting really overgrown because we've had a lot of sunshine and a lot of rain. And it was looking touch and go today if we'd be able to do it, because I'm looking out the window now and the clouds are pretty menacing. So we found a window and mowed the lawn, and that all looks good. I spoke to my friend Becky today to say how she was and bits and pieces, and to touch base regarding Nomi, who's leaving for the Sudan in around the middle of September. I think it's the 8th, but around that time. So she's going to be going there for around a year, and it's going to be exciting times for her, I'm sure. And also what's coming up, which will be exciting, is that she's going to be bridesmaid to Becky, who's having her wedding on the 30th of July next year. So Naomi's got to make sure she comes back and goes out for that, so it's going to be busy for her. And we're all looking forward to Becky's wedding, so it'll be cool. This evening, what I've been doing is I've been writing an email to a bunch of friends that we haven't seen for ages. It feels like ages since we've seen lots of people from Fleet, just saying we need to catch up. It's been ages. We need to tell people what's happening with Becky and Dave and their wedding and Naomi and things like that. So we thought we'd set a date up on the 5th of September to meet up in Fleet and all go for a drink and stuff and just really socialise and see how everybody's getting on. And let them know how we're doing as well. So that should be really cool. So we'll see if we get a good response on that. But it's been ages. So yeah, just done that. Just settling in for the evening now, and we're going to get a Chinese in a second, which would be nice. So have a Chinese in tonight, and watch a bit of TV and chill out. And looking forward to that. Right, well, better go in a second. Just looking out the front, and one thing that did confuse me today, pretty much, and it always has done really, especially when I do the gardening, which we've been doing a lot of today, is out the front, our next door neighbour never has been very good at actually keeping plants alive. No fault of her own. Doesn't seem to be anything that she does. Just seems to be very strange and bizarre. So much so that we have a plant pot, well, sort of like a plant thing, next to our door, our front door, and her front door. And it's the same pot. There's a plant in the middle, plant on our left-hand side, which we are, and a plant on the right-hand side, which she is. And it just seems bizarre that on the left-hand side, our plant is perfectly fine, and on her side, it's completely dead, which is a bit spooky, really. I can never work out why that is, because we planted it as well. I water it. I water equal sides, both sides. But everything her side of the line dies, which is very strange. Anyway, I'll put a picture of that up in a second. Just see what you think. Very odd. Anyway, better go. That's it for me today. And see you in a month.